Masechet Avot, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah says, Antignos Ish Socho, Kibel Mishimon HaSadik. Antignos, who was a man, a leader from a place called Socho, he received the tradition or the Mesorah from Shimon HaSadik, so he was his student. Hu Haya Omer, he had a famous saying, Al Tehiyu Kavadim Hamshameshim Et Harav Al Menat Lekabel Peras. Don't be like a servant who's serving his master for the sake of receiving a reward. In other words, even though, of course, we believe in Sachar, we believe there will be a reward for those people who serve Hashem and they do the mitzvot and they learn Torah, that shouldn't be the primary motivation why a person does all of this. He should do it really me'ahava. He should do it out of love. He should not do it with the agenda of what is he going to possibly receive as a reward from Hashem in the end of the day, but it's about the relationship that he's building with Hashem. So the actions that he does and the mitzvot that he accomplishes is much more a duty out of love for Hashem as opposed to receiving a reward that he wants at the end of the day. We're using the word peras over here, which is much more like a bonus as opposed to a payment. Hashem doesn't owe us anything. There should be no expectation that Hashem has to give us anything. Of course, we will receive it, but it's Hashem deciding that he wants to give us a reward for doing something that he told us to do. Ela, rather, we should be like servants who serve their master purely out of love, but not for the sake of receiving a reward. Of course, it could drive us, and of course, it could motivate us. He's not coming to forbid the service of Hashem for the sake of reward. Rather, he's telling us the highest possible level is avodah me'ahava, serving Hashem out of love. But of course, as human beings, we need that motivation and we need that push to know the Olam Haba we're going to receive and the benevolence that Hashem is going to treat us with in Olam Hazeh as well. And now that we spoke about Ahava, he's going to balance it with Yid'ah as well. V'hem moreh shamayim alechem. Let the fear of heaven always be upon you. Of course, we have to have the love of God, which we just spoke about. That love of God motivates a person to Asetov, to do the mitzvot, the positive commandments, to get involved with doing the will of God. But the yirah, the fear that a person should have as well, will also keep him safe from violating the lo ta'aseh, the negative commandments. So that perfect balance of ahava and yirah, love and fear of Hashem, will make a complete shalem individual who will have the highest possible worship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.